The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swiger. It's the 26th of February, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, apparently the folks over at Dropbox got together over the weekend and said, you know, it's time we go public. So yes, after a decade, they finally are going to do it. And it may be just in time, too. Dropbox is actually looking to raise about $500 million. Meaning the company is not yet profitable, but is hoping to get there. Now, of course, doing the public filing, that means we can find out all about Dropbox now. The company's revenue actually has been increasing for the last 3 years, growing from $603 million to actually $1.1 billion last year. Still, though, not yet profitable. Dropbox actually has over 6.5 million paying subscribers right now, and they're hoping by going public, they're going to double that in 2 years. Everybody was excited about Android P. Yay, we're finally going to get a dark mode. Well, no, you're not. Yes, towards the end of last Friday, we were hearing all this hysteria that Android P was finally going to get that dark mode everybody was clamoring for. Unfortunately, the weekend and this Monday disappoints now. According to Google, there's been a misunderstanding, meaning that if you prefer custom themes and all this stuff, yep, you're still going to have to root the thing. There is a little glimmer of hope, however, though. According to the Android team, it will change its P release to a new toggle that makes it easier for developers to test a night mode in their apps. Like I said, glimmer of hope. 1Password's got a nice little nifty feature for you. That is, of course, if you have a 1Password membership. With all the compromise of passwords all over the web nowadays, it'd be nice to know somebody's actually using yours. Yep, 1Password, along with your 1Password membership, you can now check to see if your passwords have been compromised by data breaches and leaked on the internet, particularly the dark web. Now, mind you, according to 1Password, this is just still a proof of concept, meaning beta, severe beta. Now, if you want to try this proof of concept, all you gotta do is sign into your account on 1Password.com and click the open vault. Then you'll click on a specific item in the vault. You know, the usual shift, control, option, C, control, alt, you know. Depends on what operating system you're using. That will unlock this proof of concept from 1Password and allows you to click the check password button next to your password. Gotta say, nifty little feature there, 1Password. Let's just get it out of beta so it actually is a proof of, you know, something real. And finally, what the hell is going on over there at the Apple campus? Apparently, an Apple employee has rang 911 1,600 times. Now, at first, we thought this has just got to be some kind of fake news. No, according to 911 call centers in California, yeah, they've said they've gotten hundreds of calls from a single location, that location being Apple. And funny enough, no one seems to know exactly why this is happening. Although Apple is aware of this, and of course, like all things that Apple does, they're looking into it. Now, there is a theory going around that, you know, because iPhones and Apple watches ring 911 when you hold the button down. So the theory is that maybe the employee is maybe holding that button a little too long, meaning he or she is calling 911 by accident. The juicy side of this story, actually, though, is what the dispatchers get to hear. Yeah, apparently when the 911 call goes through, they're actually getting to hear what's going on inside those Apple walls. Yes, all the juicy information that we clamor for each and every day on this news show. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us, please. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out our official website for all the podcast blog and reviews, BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by those lovely folks over at UK2.net. You can also subscribe to all of our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter at Kyle Swiger. And join our BTN community if you haven't done that already. It's such a fun place to be. BritishTech.slack.com. That's the place to head on over to. The News Show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Monday. Let's get this week started on the right foot, shall we? Yeah. And thank you, as always, for listening.